This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it is Adrian Chenault, and this is the Network Marketing and Leadership Show. We got a big show for you today, but I want to talk a little bit with Adrian about what happened to us yesterday with that GoPro Recruiting Mastery Accelerator program, because that was just epic, wasn't it?
It was really phenomenal.
Hundreds of people trying to figure out how to be better network marketers, and it was an interesting show. Because I was floored by how many people loved it. And the reason they loved it was we taught them the who, not the how. And how everything that happens in the world of network marketing and in your success resides in you becoming a better you. And then taking that on and showing people that that's the way to go. And this guy is unbelievable. His name is Coot Blackson. And I accidentally got hooked up with the guy. Somebody sent me a note out of the sky blue on WhatsApp saying, you need to interview this guy. And WhatsApp is always kind of suspect to me anyway because they're coming from someplace far away. And so I decided to look at what he does. And I started falling in love with him. And then I find out he's written a couple of epic books, and the story of his survival is something beyond belief. And I want you all to listen to him hard today because it's an inside job, your success. And you look in the mirror, you say, how come I don't have the BLTs with people? And the BLTs is, why don't people feel like they belong in my tribe? Why don't people get how much I love them? Why don't people trust me? And why don't people feel safe with me? Because if all four of those are present, I am telling you, everybody's with you for the long haul, no matter what you're doing. It is literally a dangerous weapon that this guy has mastered. So you're going to fall in love with him. What do you think of him, Adrian?
Couldn't agree more. You know, it's so cool when the right person shows up at the right time, and even more cool when it just kind of like inserts itself from God or the universe in me. Like, where did this guy even come from? And so I have really enjoyed getting to a feel for what Coot is all about. And so, Coot, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Well, I have to tell you one more story because it's so funny.
You will get to talk at some point.
You're going to get to talk. Yeah, we're going to interview you. But everybody that's on the show, they always are very, very surprised that I don't ever send them questions or answers or anything because I kind of let God drive this bus, which is what his book's a little bit all about. But I decided to do a lot of due diligence on him at the very beginning. And one of his podcasts was so great because he's talking away and one of the questioners said something rotten to him. He goes, you know what? That just proves to me you never even read the book. And it was so cool that you had the guts to call him out that straight right out of the gate, because the guy was full of happy horse manure, and you had the guts to tell him that versus be this politically correct little wimp that most people are. So I want to thank you for that. And how you doing, Coot?
It's great to be here, man. Guys, it's an honor. It's a privilege. I've been looking forward to this tremendously.
Yeah, so tell us a story. Talk about your dad. Talk about your life. Talk about how you got to this great place, because you came from literally nowhere. Unbelievable obstacles, and here you are.
Yeah, I was born in Ghana, West Africa. My father's from Ghana. My mother's Japanese. I grew up in London. We had to flee Ghana in a political coup. My father was the spiritual advisor and teacher to the president of Ghana at the time. And so they killed him. My father happened to be in London. We couldn't go back. And so my mother and I were stuck in Ghana. We were smuggled out of the country, literally, to London, political asylum, stuck in London. And that's kind of where the journey began. And so for me, my first memories as a young boy, I always felt a deep calling to serve people, a deep connection to humanity. I felt people's pain and suffering so deeply that there was a deep sort of insatiable drive to try to alleviate the suffering of humanity in some way. And my first memories, just so people get a context, my first memories too was being around age 7, age 8. I saw a crippled woman crawling on the floor. She picks up the sand and this man walks on. My father picks up the sand. She's crippled, wipes it on her face and stands up. And so week after week, I grew up in this environment of, you could say, spirituality, of miracles. And for me, it was normal. I didn't think this was anything strange. And this was my life, age 8. My father had 300 churches in Ghana, West Africa, a huge church in London, a very spiritual man. But age 8, I was thrown in front of an audience of about 4,000 to 5,000 people, and my father said, speak, and that began my speaking career. Age 14, I was ordained as a minister, given the mandate to take over my father's entire operation. I was the successor to and the heir to his empire, spiritual empire, so to speak. But I knew that that wasn't my path at 14 when it was announced. My heart sank. You know, the feeling of my entire life has been planned out for me by my father, by the community, by everyone else, all of these expectations. But everything in my heart felt that this was not my path. And I didn't have the guts. I didn't have the courage to own my truth at 14. My fear was, if I dared to be who I was, if I dared to be myself, if I dared to speak my truth to my father, who I love very much, I would lose his love. I'd be an outcast. I'd be alone. And so I said nothing for 4 years, and it took me about 4 years to muster up the courage. As I looked into my future, I saw that I could be successful by everyone's standards, you know, the fame, the money, the fortune. But if I didn't have myself, if I didn't have my truth, if I didn't have my heart, if I didn't have my authenticity, then what do I have? And if I lie about who I am to get love and validation from my father and anyone else, then I'm going to have to lie for the rest of my life. And I projected into my future, and I saw age 20, age 30, age 40, like my soul dying. And then I felt this at 18, I felt this calling, you know, I felt this calling to come to the U.S. All of the self-help books, and as a young kid, I started reading, you know, age 12, age 13, Tony Robbins, Jim Rohn, Zig Ziglar, Brian Tracy, Marc Victor Hansen, Deepak Chopra, all of these sort of motivational giants, and these were my Michael Jordans, and they all happened to live in Southern California, and so I figured this was the Mecca, and I wanted to go into this field and inspire people. This was a dream and vision, and when I had the conversation with my father, told him, I'm not taking over, I felt this deep calling in my soul to come to the U.S., to come to America, to come to Los Angeles, and I dared to follow that. And I left everything behind, told my father. We didn't speak for approximately 2 years, and followed my dream. Cut a long story short, ended up winning a green card, literally a green card in the green card lottery.
Wow.
And that's what brought me to the U.S., following a dream. And I really believe that if you really follow your truth, if you really dare to be who you are, if you follow that deepest, most authentic impulse in your soul, you are being guided. We are being guided, whether it's a dream, whether it's a vision, whether it's a business, we're being guided. And I think, you know, encoded inside of us is this, encoded inside of every one of our dreams is already the seed for its fulfillment. We just have to really say yes to it. So I followed it, $1,000, two suitcases, one suitcase full of clothes, one suitcase full of books, and seminar, Jim Rohn seminar audios, came to Los Angeles, $800, that began the journey. And I went and found teachers and mentors and traveled the world in search of answers. And years later, here I am.
Did you get to meet Mark Victor Hansen on any kind of...
Yeah. I actually got involved with a multi-level marketing company way back called TPN, and people like Mark Victor Hansen, Jim Rohn, Les Brown, they were all there. I had no idea what I was doing, you know, in multi-level. You need to know people. I didn't know anyone, but probably in the course of a month of not knowing anyone, I probably enrolled like 150 people by riding up and down the elevators of the offices in Wilshire Boulevard, harassing nice-looking people like yourself. People didn't know what the hell I was selling. They just knew that there was this passionate kid that after like the 20th time of being rejected, I think they had some compassion for me and decided to come to my meetings, and I ended up enrolling them. So it was through that I was thrown on stage in Dallas at a company convention. And imagine this, Jim Rohn is on the front row, Les Brown is on the front row, Mark Victor Hansen on the front row of the auditorium. And I got to speak, you know, as an 18-year-old kid, sharing my journey of like coming from London with nothing. And I got to speak, and that's how I got to meet Mark Victor Hansen and Jim Rohn and Les Brown and some of my icons, and turned a dream into reality.
Mark's a really good friend of ours, and he's got a new podcast, and I am going to call him after this show. And actually, maybe Denise or somebody could tag him right now to even get him on, because it would be great for him to be watching you, because you are a service to this planet, and all this abundance is not scarce. I guess that makes sense. And so I have no idea what just came out of my mouth. But I do want you to know my wife. Another reason I love you so much is because I brought the two books that you sent me.
Amazing.
Right here, home. And so we had two books. So I started reading this one because it's your most recent one, because I knew we were going to have you on the show. And my wife grabbed that other book and would not let it go. And I just want you to know that you touched, and she's like deep. I'm like not deep. And you touched her soul too, my friend. So you're making a difference all over this world. And so what is it you want to accomplish? I mean, here's a kid that really, really chose his own path. What are you going to do with it? What's the big plan for what you're going to do on that? How old are you now? About 25, 30, what?
22 years old. I like to say that I'm ageless. You know, I'm ageless. I've been in the U.S. About 22 years, so you do the math. But I'm ageless, and I believe the soul is ageless. For me, my dream was to impact people. My dream was to impact millions of people. As a young kid, you know, what a lot of people don't know, I came from nothing. And we lived behind my father's church, and I would sneak into my father's church every night. With the lights off. My bedroom was so small, it was the size of a tiny bathroom. And I had dreams that were so big that I was speaking to my father's church in the middle of the night, and I would speak and give seminars for 2, 3, 4 hours a night in the darkness, imagining myself inspiring.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: "It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel." Amazon customer: "Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it." Amazon customer: "Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Nobelift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Nobelift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a five-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Nobelift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobeliftNA.com/save.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And we're back. Welcome to Genesis Communication Network. I am happy that you're still with us. If you did not during the break buy Coot's book, I am coming to your house because this thing is an important book. It's called The Magic of Surrender, and you want to get it. Magic of Surrender at CootBlackson.com. And the reason I'm enunciating so much is because the people on Genesis Communication Network are listening on the radio, so they can't see the book on the screen. So that was the tip from Tom. So I wanted you to all buy this thing, because I'm telling you what?
No, I want to ask a question.
If it's good enough for my wife, it's good enough for you. And she loved it, so therefore you should ask the question.
I'm so intrigued by, number one, how young you were when this happened, you know, getting ordained at 14, having this period of looking forward into your life. You know, what do you think? That's a pretty insightful thing for a 14-year-old young man to have discerned, to look into the future and realize that you couldn't go down that path. What do you think gave you access to that level of like self-understanding at such a young age?
You know, I don't know if it was anything special other than when it was announced. My father announced that his entire congregation, my son, is taking over. Something in my heart, in my soul, that was beyond my mind, beyond my logic, something just didn't feel right. It was my gut. It was my intuition. It was a deeper feeling. And I think so many of us as human beings, we feel this misalignment inside of us. We all have access to it. We feel it in the body. We feel it in our heart. We feel like something's off. Something's not quite right. Something's not quite in integrity. But we ignore it. And I think one of the things that keeps us stuck as human beings from going to the next level, from transforming our lives, from breaking through, from healing, are all the ways that we lie to ourselves. We stay stuck in relationships that we know it's not quite right for us. We stay in jobs that we know is not quite aligned. We know that this is not the purpose for why we were born. But I think many times we're afraid to tell ourselves the truth because we're afraid of the consequences. We're afraid of what will happen. We're afraid of not being loved. We're afraid of rejection, et cetera, et cetera. And so I think we have to start to truly get in touch with what we really feel and ask ourselves the question. For me, I didn't have the question formulated in my mind. I just knew that something was off. Many times when we feel the truth, as we mature and become adults, we drug it away, we sex it away, we drink it away, we work it away, we social media it away, just so that we don't feel the truth. But I really believe the truth sets us free. And sometimes people might say to me, well, how do I know that I'm lying to myself if I'm lying to myself? Usually, a couple of ways. Number one, it might manifest, the misalignment, the out of integrity might manifest in your life as some physical ailment like backache, neckache, shoulder, you know, eyeache, shoulder ache. It will manifest as a physical thing. It might manifest as a disease if the lie, if you're telling yourself lies and living out of integrity and suppressing your truth consistently. It may manifest as a disease. It might manifest in that you will feel some emotional discord, depression, resentment. You might feel physically tired because this is another sign. You might even attract people in your life or manifest people in your life that project, that act out the internal anger, frustration of you not living in alignment. Rather than you owning it, you attract people that reflect it and act it out for you in your life. They're kind of acting out your unconscious. And so I think the place to begin that I wasn't consciously aware of when I was a kid, but I started to become aware of as I grew older was ask yourself these questions. Number one, what lies am I telling myself? Just begin to ask without judgment, without trying to fix it. What lies am I telling myself? Number two, what am I pretending to not know? Because in so many ways, we keep ourselves stuck because we play this game of I'm confused. I'm not sure. I don't know what's right for me. I don't know if this relationship is right. I don't know what my purpose is. When deep down, there's a part of us that knows. Sometimes there's a fear of owning our truth because we're afraid that we'll no longer have anyone to blame. So long as we don't know, we're confused. We always have someone to blame for why we're not successful, for why we're not happy, for why we're not making or creating the results we want. And so I think, ask yourself, what am I pretending to not know? Give up the game of confusion and really feel and sit with the third question. What are the lies I'm telling myself costing me? What is it costing me?
Oh my gosh.
That's a place to be. Yeah. And so it just felt off. When I was a kid, it just felt off. And I looked into my future and I saw that I could be successful by everyone's standards, the world's standards. But if I didn't have myself, what do I have? And I let myself feel. So feel the pain of the misalignment. Don't distract from it. Don't deny it. Feel it. And let that pain move you forward. Let that pain motivate you to take different actions.
Okay, we're going to take a break. This was a short segment, but man, I'm sorry, Adrian about killed me when I just went, oh my gosh, because he knows something that none of you know. And that's a little bit of a lie that I've been telling myself. And so I'm literally sick that I had to come to grips with last week that has been owning me for over a month. And what's so vivid is how right Coot is. So if you're telling yourself a lie, or you're covering something up, or if you're ashamed, or you're guilty, or anything like that, and it's owning you, don't let it. We'll be back right after this. Stick around.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. An Interior Department spokesperson has confirmed that 35 employees have, as of Friday,
died from COVID-19. After Interior Department Secretary Deb Haaland said in a video address taped earlier in the week that 34 staffers at the agency had died from COVID-19, the department's communications director, Melissa Schwartz, wrote in a tweet Friday that one more person had died, bringing the tally to 35. Conservative cable outlet Newsmax this week sent a reporter to picket in front of Fox News over its refusal to air commercials for MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, Salon reported.
We have a Fox News alert. We have a banned pillow salesman.
Lindell's ads were for an upcoming event scheduled for August 10th in South Dakota, where he said he would reveal new information about voter fraud in the 2020 election. This is USA Radio News. After more than 6 months of work combating the coronavirus, negotiating a bipartisan infrastructure bill, and repairing the U.S. image abroad, President Joe Biden should be heading out on vacation and a traditional August break from Washington. But with legislative work on the infrastructure bill keeping the Senate in session for a second straight weekend, and likely through next week, Biden hasn't gone far, just home to Wilmington, Delaware. The legal troubles are deepening for New York's embattled Governor Andrew Cuomo. One of his accusers has filed a criminal complaint alleging Cuomo groped her. He denies touching anyone inappropriately. On Friday, the governor's legal team tried to punch holes in the state attorney general's report that alleges Cuomo sexually harassed 11 women. Rita Glavin called the investigation unfair.
Instead of acting as independent fact finders, the investigators acted as prosecutors, judge, and jury.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And we're back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault and my buddy, my new friend, Coot Blackson. And I want you to buy his book, With Every Fiber of My Body. It's going to make you a better person. The guy is disarmingly honest, and it is so refreshing. And you can't feel any agenda out of the guy, which is even more beautiful because there's no sales going on here. It's enrollment, and he wants you to become a better human being. So take it away, Adrian. I had a thought, but I can't remember what it was. Surrender. I wanted to understand the more. Talk about this book more. Talk about why you wrote it, what it's about, and why people need to buy it.
This was not the book that I thought I was going to write, guys. I had an idea of the book I thought would sell, the book I thought would be New York Times bestseller, the book I thought people wanted. And so I had all of these ideas one day on a board, on a mapping on a board. And one day, literally, it was like the soul of the book just dropped. And I realized all of the things I thought the book was about, the essence, the common denominator was surrender. The book was inspired because in 2016, my mother was diagnosed with stomach cancer. The woman I loved the most, she raised me literally single-handedly. It was a complete shock, but I'm very blessed that I got to spend an entire year flying back and forth from LA, privileged actually, flying back and forth to take care of her, to be with her for days or weeks at a time. And I'll never forget when the doctor said, "You're going to die. There's nothing else we can do for you." I looked at my mother and I asked her, this is where I think the genesis of the book was planted. I asked my mother, "Are you afraid?" She said, "No, I'm not afraid, because I know I'm not just this body. I'm a soul." And I said, "What can I do for you to be a good, to make the last days of your life, you know, happy and safe and enjoyable?" She said, "There's nothing that I want." I said, "So what can I do?" She said, "All I want is what God wants, is what life wants for me." And I realized in that moment that the key to her peace was she was totally surrendered to life, to whatever happened or whatever didn't happen. That was the key to her freedom. Then once she passed away, I started reflecting on her, on my father, on my life. All of the great ones, Jesus, Buddha, Bruce Lee, Muhammad Ali, Gandhi, Mother Teresa, Mandela, that the key to all of the great ones, that they surrendered themselves to a vision, to a mission, to their soul, to something bigger than themselves, to life. And life began to express through them and live them and manifest through them. They moved beyond their ego-based way of living to a soul, to an infinite-based, infinite way of living. And what life was able to do through them, because they were out of the way, was more than anything that they could have manifested on their own. We often think that surrender, it's a misconception. Surrender is weak. That if you surrender, you won't manifest your desires. You won't get what you want. You won't be happy. You're going to be a doormat. But I actually believe that to surrender is the most powerful thing that you can do. Just to clarify, what does surrender mean? Surrender is to let go of control. Surrender is to stop trying to manipulate and force life into your limited idea based on your ego, your limited idea of how you think life should be, to really let go of who you think you should be, the life you think you should be living, so that you can truly open to the magic that life has in store for you. And look where it led Mandela, you know, look where it led Gandhi. I'm sure they didn't expect that the journey would lead them where it led them. But I think what life, when we truly surrender and open ourselves to being lived by life, we move from an ego-based paradigm, which I think is an old model, even in personal development, which asks the question, what do I want? Which is the old goal-setting paradigm. What do I want? What do I want? What do I want? Many times we get what we think we want based on who we think we are, only to be dissatisfied. I invite people in surrender to ask the question, what is it, and this is the shift, what is it that life is seeking to express through me? What is it that life is seeking to manifest through me? What is the deepest impulse of what life wants to create and love and manifest through me? Then we tap into the total intelligence of the universe. Now we've gone beyond personal power to soul power. Now we've gone beyond ego power to the magic of surrender. And so I tell people, if you want magic in your life, you've got to surrender. You want more magic, you've got to surrender. And so I'd invite people to think about, what is it you need to surrender and let go of? The next level of your life, the next level of your purpose, the next level of anything requires that you let go of the old. You can't manifest the new holding on to the old version of who you are. And I believe that when we let go of what is no longer aligned, then we create the space for more magic, for more life, more blessings, more miracles to manifest in our lives.
We've moved beyond personal power to soul power.
Yes.
Guys, that's where it lives. And I look at all the great things that ever happened in my life. I'm living in that little piece of pie called what Tom Chenault knows, that other piece of pie much bigger, what Tom Chenault knows he doesn't know. But all the great things that have ever happened to me, including meeting my wife, all the incredible things that have happened, all happened in that big part of the pie called God's Got It. Yet I spend my entire life trying to manipulate those two pieces of the pie like an idiot. Unbelievable, Coot. Thank you. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, it absolutely is. So you had this moment of epiphany through the passing of your mother and reflecting on her life. How, as you reflected on your own journey, where did you see surrender show up, and how do you see yourself sort of living into that mentality or that aspiration of surrender in your life today?
Yeah, I think more and more what I have learned to give up is this idea, which is really a myth, that I'm in control, and this idea of the need to constantly know everything. The need to know is another sort of ego's tactic to try to control. As Tom, you said, you had a plan. Oh, I'm going to meet my wife on this date, in this coffee shop, at this time, in this moment. It unfolded. If we look at so many of the best things that happened in our lives, they happened in the process of living life. And so what I've learned to do more and more, what I invite each person to do, is give up the need to know what everything means. Because we are constantly meaning-making machines, assigning meaning to what something is. The challenge is we don't realize that the mechanism, which is our ego, our identity, our personality, that is making a meaning about what this means, what this means, what this means, is conditioned and limited by past programming. So many times we are actually limiting life. We don't realize we're limiting the moment. We're limiting our vision. We're limiting God, the universe, this intelligence. And so when we're willing to live in the not knowing, the degree to which we're able to live and dance in the not knowing is the degree to which we're free, then there's no limitations on life and the future. Then we are truly available and open to the magic, and it is beyond us. Life is beyond us. That's when we tap into an infinite stream. So for me, I've been really practicing over the years, giving up this idea, thinking I know anything. You know, like, I don't know. That doesn't mean you sit on the couch and you don't exercise. That doesn't mean you sit on the couch and don't, you know, put in your work. To me, part of surrender is you give 100%. You go in the direction that feels true. You go in the direction that feels authentic, deeply authentic. You surrender to your truth. You go into that direction, but you let go of any attachment to the outcome. Because sometimes not getting what you thought you wanted is actually the biggest blessing. There's so many times when I thought what I wanted was what I wanted, only to realize that, wow, thank God that relationship didn't work out. Thank God that job didn't work. Thank God that project didn't happen. But many times at the moment when things don't happen, we're not always able to see from the ego's perspective the blessing, the intelligence in that moment, because our perception is limited. So I've really learned, and I invite everyone to just try it, like, I don't know. Live in the not knowing. But it's not a collapse. It's an open-hearted, I don't know. And surrender is that open-hearted willingness to participate with life in that sense of, like, I don't know, but I'm open. I don't know, but I will give 100% without limits. That's our part. So surrender still comes with responsibility.
Yeah. No, I think that's so amazing. And one of the things, so he alluded to my sort of having climbed the wrong ladder moment.
Yeah.
I really identified with what you said about this sort of, like, you're feeling this misalignment that's starting to happen between the way you're living your life and what your heart is telling you. And I stayed in that place for a really long time, and it just became more and more and more and more painful.
Yes.
And so it got to the point where I had to make a change. I had no choice. My life was completely unmanageable in the place that I was.
Mm.
And it didn't have to get to that point, you know, and I'm glad I'm thankful that it did, because I learned the lesson that I have now learned. I could have probably learned it an easier way if I was listening to people in my life. But what comes from that inside of this surrender that you're talking about is, you know, there's a lot of moments of suffering along the way. And part of what I think I'm learning from these experiences is, like, what feels like suffering in the moment, there's something deeper behind this, and I don't see it yet. But yes. I've done this enough times that I can acknowledge that it's painful, but I can also hold the hope that there's something that I just don't see yet, that this is taking me in a place, in a new direction that I need to go in.
I believe, and from a higher perspective, the universe is always working for our highest good. Even, and that's a belief that I've seen, you know, validated over and over again. The universe is always working for our highest good, even if we can't see it from our own identity or ego perspective in this moment. However, sometimes when we don't get what we want, It can feel like a death, you know, like, oh my God, the dreams, the visions, the relationship, no, it can feel like a death. So to truly move into surrender, there's acceptance, but acceptance isn't surrender. To truly move into surrender requires that we, there's a phase in the middle, that we grieve. Death, surrender is a death. Surrender is a letting go. Surrender is an expansion. It's a letting go so we can allow more. So one of the phases that's important is to allow yourself to grieve the relationship, to grieve the dreams that weren't, to grieve the end of something so that we don't carry that old energy of sadness or heaviness with us that blocks and clouds our ability to fully receive the new possibilities in the new life. Grieving is a key so that we can let go, not to wallow, but so that we can release the old and embrace the new.
That's really profound, and it's a whole person way of looking at it, right? Like it's yes. you're not repressing something,
no.
You're not trying to control. You're sort of the ego is sort of the white knuckles, and instead it's like you're holding on to something that's tiny. When if you would open your hands, there's so much more out there, and so I think that's a really important lesson. We're about to take another break. So during the break, go to themagicofsurrender.com. That's where you can go and check out this amazing book from Coot Blackman. You can also go, or Blackson, sorry. You can also go to kootblackson.com, K-U-T-E, Blackson, S-O-N.com. Go and check out what this guy's up to. It's really, really powerful stuff. We got one more break, and we will be back right after this on the Genesis Communication Network.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. SocialSecurityAndTaxes.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
And we are back. You are listening to the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, and our amazing guest, Coot Blackson. This is our last segment. And if you are just joining the show, you really, really want to check out what Coot is up to. You can go find him at CootBlackson.com. So CootBlackson.com. You want to check out his most recent book, The Magic of Surrender. Phenomenal stuff. The people, you know, I'm always interested in the people that endorse books. I think you really learn a lot. And there's, you know, so many amazing people that have had such wonderful things to say about your work. But Martha Beck, Denise, my stepmom, Tom's wife, who's watching the show live, Denise has spent a lot of time with Martha Beck, and she is just amazing. And, you know, there are people that are very generous and that show up a lot on the back pages of books. Martha is not one of those people. And so for her to have endorsed what you're doing is a huge deal, Coot. So well done.
Denise, love you. Thank you, Denise.
She should have been here. She's two times as deep as Tom and I combined. So that we'll have to have you back, and Denise can ask you some next level questions. But so you got the book out. You know you're out here spreading your message. You know what do you think is next for you, Coot?
You know, I'll be honest. I'll answer this really honestly. I used to have all of these ideas as to what I thought was next, and I have a sense. You know, my vision is to reach millions of people. My vision is to inspire people to remember who they are on a mass level, speaking and teaching and seminars and, you know, globally, for sure. But I'll also say that I surrendered how that should look. And my prayer more than anything, my meditation more than anything, I invite anyone to adopt this if they feel. More and more, when I wake up in the morning, I really simply ask, universe, life, God, use me in the highest way possible. Use me in the highest way to serve humanity. And I don't always know what that would look like. You know, I mean, it's interesting. I'm starting a supplement line. I'm starting all these ventures that honestly I had no idea that I'd be starting, but that's where the universe is moving me, you know, in different ways. And so I think it's just I want to be of highest service to life as possible and to be used in the highest way possible. That's really my deepest intention. The details, you know, other details.
Yeah. Wow, that's cool. So for our radio listeners, one look at Coot and you probably want whatever supplements.
I was going to say, who would buy supplements from this guy? He looks like a...
that's really cool. So, that's a pretty... certainly has some level of connection to what you're doing, but that's a pretty big step in a new direction. Where is that passion coming from for you?
Yeah, there's a combination of supplements and there's real estate. And just I feel like part of my path, you know, the universe is expanding me into a real deep sort of business entrepreneurship direction. And part of the supplement journey was I love health. I've always been passionate about health. But being born in Ghana, when I was going back and forth to Ghana, once my mother passed away, I was literally going back to Ghana every 3 to 4 months to be with my father, who I wasn't that close to, but I just decided, you know what, I'm going to love this stubborn guy and, you know, serve him and love him as a son. And I started to realize that there was such deep wisdom in Africa when it came to knowledge, when it came to culture, but also when it came to herbs. People would heal themselves. And so there was a kind of a vision that started to be downloaded that I wanted to share some of this wisdom as a way of adding value to humanity in the West, is take some of the blessings of Africa. And many times Africa is not painted in the most positive light, you know. And I thought, wouldn't it be amazing to share the beauty and wisdom of the gifts of Africa with the world and add value. And so I started getting a vision, I felt being nudged to me from my mother on the other side. And so... That's part of the path. But I really feel that I'm going to be expanding a lot in different ways and finding different ways to serve people at different levels. You know, some people come to my event, some people won't, but maybe they'll, you know, tap into supplements or this or that. And so there's many ways I want to touch people at different levels.
You're living down in Florida now?
Yes, I'm living in Miami. That was another surprise. I had no idea, but I'm just following the flow. Universe took me to Miami. I was in L.A. 22 years.
Wow. Well, this book's great, you guys. And the piece about his mom and the passing of his mom will bring you to your knees. So you want to buy this book, The Magic of Surrender. This guy is the real deal. We've loved having you on the show. I knew it was going to happen. We need to connect because I've got people that can help you. And I know you can help us. And all we want to do is be around like-minded people trying to make a bigger difference. And I think you're going to notice if you watch the show that I didn't say much today because these two guys are about 40 miles deeper than me. And that's what I want because I came by Adrian's house the other day and I pull up in the driveway. He doesn't look up and he's got this glow about him that was unbelievable. And I finally got his attention as I was halfway up the driveway and I said, "What are you doing?" And he smiled at me with this sweet five-year-old smile and said, "I'm praying, Dad." And that's what you guys remind me of twins. And it really, really made me happy that you've got that kind of relationship with a God of your understanding just like he does. And I'm extremely proud of that for both of you. And thank you for being on the show, man.
Thank you for having me. I'm really, really honored. Thank you.
All right. I have no idea who next
week. Sean G. Murphy next week.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be a terrible show. Don't watch next week. All right. We'll see you all later. We love you. Thanks for listening to the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We're out of here.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.